Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. So get this, Goo. You want to talk about a letdown. Unbelievable letdown for Steinmetz on Saturday. I'm listening to 95.7 The Game, and I hear my main man, John Dickinson, on with Whitey Gleason.
I had it on, too.
12 to 4. It was a four-hour show from Friedman's.
Look at that. I was lying.
Great show. And I was a little idle on Saturday. Okay. So about 3 o'clock, I text J.D., and I go, J.D., they'll make a little creek run at 4 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to Denver.
Right. I knew
JD, you're killing me, man. I was itchy on Saturday night.
Yeah, you had action, and let me tell you, any other Saturday there would have been action in Walnut Creek, and you know I'm always good for it. To have a couple and talk about everything that's going on.
But Jay,
in the world
you were
of sports.
At the Rocky. You caught some baseball too. Now I saw you. I said my boy gets it in. Stoddy, you don't know you went to the Rocky game.
When?
This weekend.
Yesterday.
I got two innings in yesterday because I was too late Saturday getting in because of the Friedman's remote. So I said, well, you know what? I'd never been to Coors Field inside.
I
walked by it a bunch of times. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go early to get a little bit of the early kickoffs. I found a sports bar right by there. Was checking out some of the early games. And I said, you know what? I'm going to stay for an hour.
Love it.
And then cut out and then head over to the stadium. And so, yeah, I saw the first couple of innings and big fan of Coors Field on the interior. I went up to the rooftop, big bar area out there. They had a bunch of the NFL games on there, too. So it was
nice.
It was multitasking like I like to do in the lab, guys.
Nice.
You know, watching baseball down below and watching a lot of the NFL action and a crazy morning on some of the big screens at the bar.
Well, listen, JD, the one thing – we're going to get into Garoppolo and Shanahan and everything, but the one thing that – I was thinking about as we led into the week was the atmosphere in Denver. It feels like Denver isn't an easy place to play. I mean, what? I don't know if you've been to Mile High before. Or it's something at Mile High now. I don't know. But what was your impression of just the venue as a place for a visiting team to play?
Yeah, Empower Field at Mile High is the formal name now. It's had a couple of different ones, but they always want to let everybody know that you're at a Mile High to maybe a psychological component. I know the Nuggets love to put 5280 and Mile High all over the ball arena as well to maybe put it in people's heads as far as some of the players. But no, this was something that I had made mention of on social media and on the show Saturday with Whitey. The Denver environment and in that stadium is, I think, top five in the NFL. And anytime you always rank them, well, New Orleans and Seattle always gets mentioned, Kansas City, and you know, you can pick a wild card that maybe I'm not mentioning, but I think Denver is in the top five, and they didn't disappoint. And I'll tell you, from going down on the field pregame, there were a lot of Niner fans there, and a lot of them came down to watch the warm-up close to the front row of the stands, and they all had their signs, and they're yelling for people, and Debo Samuel, George Kittle, others signed a bunch of autographs. And I thought to myself, man, there's a lot of Niner fans here. And then I went back up to the press box, and it gets to be inside a half hour before kickoff, and I couldn't even really see any patches of red because there was so much orange.
Wow.
And I'll tell you the other thing, it was like it had the feel of an old school basketball arena in the sense that the way it's built, and Seattle's kind of like this too, the stands are steep, so the fans are on top of you, which I think creates another part of the environment which can be a little bit jarring. And look, NFC team, NFC West team, you're only going there once every 8 years. So I thought this was a sneaky tough game for the Niners just based on the environment. And then I'll tell you, final point on it, there were moments consistently throughout the game when the Broncos were on defense and the 49ers were on offense where the press box was shaking because I think the people above or the people down in front were stomping their feet to the point to try and make a lot of noise to where you'd hear the press box like and feel the press box physically being rattled. Now, look, didn't look like it was much of a problem early on in the game for the Niners, but it definitely wasn't nothing from being there in person.
Jay, I can't yet. Man, the noise is loud. You know it. Fans are mad. They're yelling for Shanny. Head. And I got to be honest, when that game was over, I was like, how the hell did the Niners lose that game? But my blame was mostly at Garoppolo. And I'm up here talking to Steiny and I'm playing the game back in my head. Jeff Wilson Jr., 12 for 75, almost broke a couple, averaged 6.3 yards on the ground. Jay, why only 12 carries is what all of a sudden I'm fixated on, and that is Kyle. That's a question for Kyle.
Yeah, it's 12 for 75, and the average looks nice, but it was really 1 for 37 and 11 for 38, which is because the longest carry of the night was a 37-yarder, and then he had 11 carries for the other 38 yards when you add it up and do the math. And look, I think the Broncos did enough and gave the 49ers enough looks and stopped the run enough to where clearly, and the Niners had success throwing the football in the first half, clearly they thought there were openings and plays to be made, assuming they could protect. So I know in hindsight you look back and you go, well, they should have run it more. And I think there were times where they ran it on first down and they didn't get much. There were times where they threw it on first down and it was incomplete. And then what are you going to do if you're going to run it on second down? That's not really a high percentage play there. So I think Kyle did get caught a little bit in between in terms of some of the play calling, and then they couldn't protect, which I think obviously impacted the passing game, and got behind, and Jimmy Garoppolo forced one into double coverage to Debo Samuel, and it winds up getting batted and tipped. I thought it was interesting. I'm not sure if you guys talked about this, but you've talked about everything and the third downs and all that, but in Shanahan's conference call, I was listening to that, he put the blame on the fumble on the center. Who snapped the ball too late. Shanahan said everybody went and the center snapped it late, and that caused the miscommunication. So as bluntly as anybody could, I know Garoppolo was taking a lot of heat for that, but he put it on Brendel, the center, specifically for going late and being off count with the rest of the offensive line and Garoppolo.
You're listening to new John Dickinson. He's in Denver. And we'll have more from Kyle Shanahan. He just talked to the media, but the one thing he did also say, JD, is looks like Trent Williams is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. So, obviously, he's their best lineman.
Tough. And that means Colton McKivitz is going to have to step in like he did in Week 18 when the 49ers, ironically enough, were able to come back and beat the Rams, and he held up okay. I thought it was really curious, and I know it did get explained after the game, why did Jalen Moore go in at left tackle when Trent Williams went out? And Jalen Moore was awful,
man.
In the limited snaps that he played. I mean, it was a turnstile, and to the point where Shanahan explained after the game that McKivitz had been banged up and hadn't got the reps at practice over the course of the last week, and so Moore was more prepped in terms of having reps, but he couldn't handle the bright lights or the environment at all, and it was so bad that they had to rip him out of the game due to ineffectiveness and go to McKivitz, who hadn't practiced as much. So, yeah, it makes it tough, but the Niners have shown that they've been able to win big games and even win big games against this specific opponent that they're facing next week with McKivitz. And, hell, I think Tom Compton was the right tackle last year, and Tom Compton was somebody that nobody wanted to see playing on that offensive line for the Niners over the last couple of years. So, look, when you don't win games that are right there in front of you and guys get hurt, they're missed opportunities, and that means you got to make up for it at some point. But if guys get hurt, that means it's going to be that much more difficult. I mean, this is two losses, really, you could put in the category of, man, if you win either one of those games, you're feeling okay about where you are, but you didn't, and now you're feeling like you're up against it a little bit and having to make up for that missed opportunity by winning another game later on down the line.
Jay, I need your help. We had Lo on about an hour ago, and I am so impressed with this Niner defense as a whole. But if I go around telling people that, and they look at the Chicago game in the second half where they gave up the lead in this game last night, like, how do you settle the score for that? Because this is a top three defense, but yet again, they allowed the team to score at the end. How is D'Amico Ryans addressing his unit?
Well, the lead needs to be bigger. First and foremost, the leads that the 49ers have had in both of those games needed to be bigger. I thought Fred Warner, it was interesting what he mentioned last night, the fact that it doesn't matter how dominant they are, that they have to finish games better. But as far as the specifics as to why, I mean, it was one drive where Russell Wilson made a couple of plays that are Russell Wilson-like plays. And I think, you know, you tip your hat, but at the same time, if you have one drive where Russell Wilson does something heroic against you in a game, you got to consider yourself fortunate. And again, I keep coming back to the fact that the lead needed to be better.
Yeah.
It needed to be bigger at that point. But the last night, I think, is in a different category than the Bears game, because the Bears game, the defense was not like – there were two specific breakdowns in coverage that led to explosive play touchdowns. That is more in line with what can't happen. And on the – like, if you wanted to say, hey, that game was more on the defense – like, last night you can't put the on the defense at all. The Bears game, I'll give you if you want to share the blame, Goo. I know you – but last night, to me, has got to be
– I'm with you.
You need to be up two scores at that point, and if Wilson punches one in, you're still up 20-11.
All right, JD, get home safe.
Thanks.
And we'll see you soon.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, it's John Dickinson from Denver.
Yeah, and Steiner, you kind of mentioned it or alluded to it early on in the show. I'm not saying the defense cost him this game. We know
of course not.
Units get tired, but damn, you just kind of like that was a wasted effort. And yeah, one Russell Wilson touchdown shouldn't do you in, and then he's mouthing off. Did you ever say he had the Niners number? What it was, which he did.
17-4.
Wow. I mean, that's damn good, but damn, you just want that one back, man.
Yeah. I mean, defense has been great, except when the chips are down.
This Trent Williams thing has me, man. This, I'm,
but
this
could
get
bother,
ugly.
Does that bother you when I say that?
Oh, no.
The 49ers defense is great, except when the chips are down.
Oh, yeah, because it's foul. I'm going Dick Bavetta.
Okay, well, they've given up leads now in three of their last four games.
Because they're getting nothing from their offense.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so, no, yeah, so, yeah.
You know where I'm going.
Yeah, fourth quarter scores, I guess, don't matter.
That's funny. They do, but you got to get something from now.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up.
Shout out to Tam.
What'd they give up last year in the NFC Championship game? They were up,
man.
What, 10?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. By the way, Jimmy, one turnover, one. The interception. Kyle Shanahan said it was on Brendel. By the way, who was on last week? Gosh, is Kyle Madsen back there at all?
I'm laughing.
No,
I don't even know
shoot.
Where you're going.
He was somebody was talking about Brendel and Burford.
Wow, right.
These guys are unbelievable. These guys are
you didn't
incredible.
Hear unbelievable.
So, but I did hear Kyle say, he got in my ear and he said, Steiny, go ahead and tell everybody about Spencer Burford. And I was like, I do know who Spencer Burford is. Anyway,
yeah.
Apparently he's not as good as everybody
man.
Thought. Jimmy in Dublin. What's going on, Jimmy? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good. Ah, Jimmy. Okay, go ahead. Jimmy, call back.
Yeah.
There was a lot of there's a lot of static in the back. So anyway. Yeah, the fumble apparently.
I don't care whose fault it was.
Sure you do.
It was a fumble, it was a turnover at an inopportune time. Get it together. It's too much.
Hold on. But that's important.
Yeah, I'm just again,
it's very important.
I read, I watch, I look, I see, I react. It's too much. Oh, was it Stani or Guru's fault? It don't matter. An error was made.
Well, that's right. You're right. An error was made. So stop saying it's always Garoppolo. Jeff Wilson Jr. fumble when you're trying to win the game.
Why did
the
he
center,
protect that?
The center doesn't snap the ball right. The center, according to Kyle Shanahan, Brendel was late on the snap.
Where are you calling from again? Yeah. Apparently everyone went on one. Jake Brendel went on two. That was from Kyle Shanahan earlier today.
Oh, he's
and,
yeah.
And we're going to hear some more Kyle Shanahan in the last segment today. I'm sure that beard got a little more white again today,
Sonny. I've been watching it.
Jimmy back in Dublin. What's up, Jimmy? How you doing? Thanks for hanging in there.
I was just going to say, it's like Shanahan has no accountability. I mean, like, every time you look up, they're pointing the finger at either the defense or, you know, more so Jimmy Garoppolo, which even on that, like, even on Jimmy's behalf, I mean, the guy has been pretty much toyed with. I mean, the dude's a grown man, and they toyed with him the whole year, the whole summer, off season. I mean, oh, he's out of here for sure, yada, 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 Trey's our guy. And then, you know, I mean, I don't know if you want to call it karma or whatever you want to call it. All of a sudden, now he's back starting again, but the guy didn't practice, you know, at all, training camp, or nothing like that at all. But if rest assured, if they would have won yesterday, we wouldn't even be having none of this conversation. Mm. And if they win next week, the conversation, you know, about Denver is going to be either on hold until he messes up again, or you know, and gets the blame at him again. And the last thing, Guru, you said you didn't like when they were laughing. Yeah, when he was laughing after the game.
Yeah.
Hey man, so if that's the case, then man, what about when you know everybody else, LeBron and everybody else, after the game, and one of the people have to lose because when they're swapping jerseys, both teams can't win, and they're smiling and covering each other, covering their mouth, talking about linking up at the club after the game, and yada yada yada. So what's up with that, man? You guys have a good rest of the day.
Yeah. Oh, point taken, Stein. You know I hate the jersey swap. I can't stand it, but I get it. All these guys are friends or whatnot. And look, that's the least of Jimmy's. What he did wrong last night. I'm looking at this guy and I'm thinking if I were him, I would give double birds to the fans. And the reason I'm telling you I'm not ready is they treated me like trash because they thought I was up out of here and they thought they didn't need me. So I'm seeing some of that. And then last week, the podium gate where he's talking about let him cook or throw it downfield more. And he's doing, it's almost like he has earned that license to be like, oh, y'all didn't want me? And how am I supposed to sit up here and cry for you when you threw me away like some bad chicken?
Let me ask you this, because people are obviously misconstruing my point about the defense. The defense is great. It's the strength of this team.
Right.
All right? Wait, I can't point out that in their last four quarters they've given up 31 points. So the last four quarters of football that they played, they gave up 13 to the Rams, they gave up 6 last night to Denver, and they gave up 12 in week one to Chicago. And it probably should be 34. It's a good thing they always went for two.
That's valid.
Just saying, the 49ers defense, as great as they've played, and they played great, 3 times in their last 3 losses, they could have shut the door.
Which would have been impossible last. Like, you're asking them to do something. That
Why?
Would have been a football version of a no-hitter last night.
No, it'd be the football version of, like, the Chicago Bears of 85. It'd be the football version of the Ravens. They're not that dominant.
Wow, okay.
They're not. They're great.
You ain't the only one saying that. I saw some guys last night talk. I'll give you, hey, you could have not let them in the end zone, but you did. And how many points did you say? 31?
31 points in the last 4 fourth quarters.
But still, they deserve better, Stoney.
2, 3, 4, 5.
They've given up lights out. D'Amico Ryan, star up. I mean, that dude, he's following in Salah's footsteps. Well, the defense got him a job. But they ain't slipped a beat. That's just sad last night. This is what bothers me about Jimmy in the offense. Technically, the game's over with the interception. Should have never been thrown there. They stop them again. Yeah. No, like you knew Denver wasn't even going to attempt to try to get a first outside of running the ball. You get it again. And the fumble. Heartbreak Hotel, man.
Anthony and Vallejo. What's going on, Anthony? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Talk to us.
I think, you know, yesterday's game, it shows you exactly why Trey was drafted. Just having the ability to escape, what they call the escapability, that's the difference between Russell and Jimmy G. Like, I know our line isn't that great right now, and then we lost
Trent.
Shug Knight is what I call him.
Trent.
Yeah. But I'm like, I think about like why we drafted Trey in the first place was just to be able to extend the plays, and that's what Russell does so well. But the other part, and you kind of see where the league is going with like all the quarterbacks that are mobile and not statuesque and that can extend plays and like beat you in the air and on the ground. I mean, they're all doing very well for the most part. You see the jump that Jalen Hurts and even Lamar Jackson have made. But I also wanted to ask, you know, like, who said our defense was great? Like, who's throwing these words out there? And I'm not saying we don't have a good defense, but if the defense doesn't hold up in the times where you need them the most, then it can't be great. Like, the reason why the Rams got that ring last season was because when they needed Aaron Donald to step up, he got those stops. And guys like Aaron Donald and a couple of other, you know, defensive linebackers are the reason why, you know, we didn't get as far as we can get, obviously, with Jimmy as well. But, like, you know, I wouldn't say great. Like, we do have some improvements, but you can see where having someone like Trey.
No doubt.
To a benefit. Yeah, so I just kind of wanted to point that out. Like, I don't want to point the blame at anybody, but you can see now why. Because Trey, he can extend those plays, and that's one of Russell's staples, is extending the play and kind of getting out the pocket and seeing what else is out there and making something out of nothing.
Good call. Appreciate it.
And what a call. And that's what we envision Trey Lance doing, some bootlegs to where he can run out there, look, survey the field, and launch it with his rocket launcher. Stan, he never got the chance to do that.
Who?
Extend plays with his legs.
Trey
it
Lance?
Was a power run. Power run right, power run left. Up the. That ain't what we're talking about. We're talking about pass first, and then if nothing's there, you take off. He never got used that way, and the one man that was in control of that didn't believe he could do that, but through two games, I never once saw Trey Lance used like Russell Wilson, and it's shameful. And that second
shameful.
Part, I felt like he was coming at me. Do I sound like I'm calling the Niner D great?
Yeah.
If you're watched that game, or any game this year, and even last year at the end, whatever's before great, F, they're right there, and they did it without Armstead and Jimmy Ward. So, that defense is flying around. Watch other defenses and tell me if they're playing with the intensity that the Niners
are. Jacksonville is.
Well,
the Jacksonville Jaguars
they
are.
They got a coach. And how's Trevor Lawrence?
The 49ers have one of the best coaches in the league.
I told you, I got the divorce papers written up. Like, they're,
no.
Hey, talk about Trevor Lawrence.
All Shanahan's got to do is be like, Daryl, honey, don't go anywhere.
No,
I know I've been lousy, but don't go anywhere.
I'm going to give you a two. But listen, you ain't said Trevor Lawrence. Looking like the lights on, huh?
9-9-2-5. It's a disingenuous take with absolutely no contest. The offense being hot garbage has left them on the field all game.
Man. Yeah. Like there's that's a byproduct of being out there forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. you know what?
You're tired.
You know what? Somebody go look at the time of possession
34
of those games.
Minutes for Denver.
That's last night.
Oh, okay.
You're talking what about the NFC Championship? Do we even know?
I'm going to go look and break.
Like, give me a break. How many turnovers does it eat? That's not a great defense. It's a damn good defense. Yeah. It ain't great.
It has the potential to be great.
Of course it does. Yeah. But
last night they were great up until...
Right, up until 3 minutes left in the game. And they let Russell Wilson drive 85 yards on his last drive. Chicago, and you know what? Chicago's another one. Stop telling me how great their defense is and say, it was just two broken plays. okay.
I'm feeling some of that.
Well, two broken plays just cost you 14 points, two touchdowns.
As much as I love Hufanga, because he's a baller.
Break.
He's a new Troy
P. It is absolutely fair to point out that the 49ers defense is hella good, but guess what? They've given up points and leads in three out of the last four quarters. Don't tell me I can't say that. I just did.
Well, he ain't the only one either.
All right, we're going to hear from Kyle Shanahan. He just got done meeting the media down in Santa Clara. Has a lot to say. We're going to get to that on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Go ahead. I'm just shocked. I'm ashamed. As a show, as a station, I keep receipts of a lot of things. And I'm a guy that likes to publicize his own birthday. You know, I say I don't. Damon's had a birthday. The station tweets out it's his birthday picture. Of D, we love you, D. Dibley. It's kind of holiday feel. And today, I'm doing a three-hour show with you almost over. And you say, Goo, I might go get one at the cafeteria. It's my birthday. And I'm saddened that as your radio partner, I didn't know that. And I'll never not forget it. So from the Johnson family, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
How do you just keep it under wraps and act regular? I'm blown away.
It's not that hard to do. It's not that hard to do. And
we should all be ashamed. Dibley too is your guy. Well, he didn't know because he didn't say it to
you. But the reason you guys should all be ashamed isn't because it's my birthday. You should all be ashamed by how you publicize your own birthdays. That's the real crime. Hey, seriously, let's get to some of this Kyle Shanahan sound from today. This is hot off the presses. This is Kyle Shanahan today on the conference call with the media. I haven't heard these, neither has Goo. So this is on Jimmy Garoppolo saying he wasn't in game shape yesterday.
No, I mean, I think that's the same for any player that didn't do preseason. It takes guys some time to get into game shape. I mean, you don't really simulate exactly games on a practice field. That happens in the games, and I think that'll come sooner than later. If he said that, I'm sure he was tired as the game went, but you know, you just got to get him practicing more and get him playing in games more. The game shape will come.
All right, the game shape. He's in game shape. It's not game shape, but it's going to be game shape. It'll be game shape sooner rather than later. All right, this is looks like Kyle Shanahan was asked about Debo's runs not surprising the defense.
We're not surprising anybody, that's for sure. Everyone knows how committed all 11 guys got to be when Debo's back there because they know what he can do. So that always makes it harder when you can't surprise the league because everyone knows how good he is. But I do think there's a few opportunities. I mean, he's still got his numbers to a degree. Didn't get them last night, but I still believe if on a number of those plays, if we can execute the blocks just a little bit better, I think Debo's got a good chance to get a big one. And that's why he gets those opportunities because he's the best guy on our team that has the chance to get the big one. And we just got to get him back there when we have a better look for him.
Anything?
Yeah. Earlier in the show, I kind of acted like I was over the Debo run aspect element of this team. No, I'm not. That was just Denver is a damn good defensive team. But you want to talk about overreaction. I got two from you for the Comcast business text line.
All right.
Both Jimmy and Kyle stink. Give me Sean Payton with Trey Lance next year. Okay. 510, quit crying, Goo. It's all Shanahan's fault. If he would just stop calling silly plays, maybe they would win. Now that's coming at somebody's neck.
Yours.
Dude, I told you,
read
situational.
That again, but read it again.
Guru, quit crying.
Yeah.
It's all Shanny's fault if he would just stop calling silly plays. I told you situational play calling is we're focused on that area for Kyle.
And he didn't fumble
last night, and he didn't. Dude, nope. You just don't. For your birthday, I'm going to send you the video.
Okay.
Where he looked. Now there's proof. He looked at Debo's area. Didn't even see him running wide open as like a deer.
Ah, I don't know. Okay, see, you came in here today and you want to hammer Jimmy. That's fine. Everybody wants to hammer Jimmy.
No, I reacted to what I saw.
Jimmy's so ordinary and we've known it. He's ordinary and we've known
but now he's out of shape.
Whose fault is that?
I don't know where
San Francisco 49ers' fault.
Keeping him over there in the corner when we were out there. Chickens are coming home to roost, man?
Here's the defense thing. And now people are going to think, oh, Steiny, this is
your
because
there's some good examples coming in. Logan Webb throws three hitters, but still, and he gets no run support.
Listen, a big like part of defense. Yeah, okay, they're good. They're not great. Turnovers forced week one in a monsoon. One. They forced one turnover. A second-year quarterback in the rain. Last night, Denver turnovers, zero. They didn't turn the ball over. Great defenses you over.
I'm going to meet you. They got the potential to be great.
They don't swarm like a great defense. Like, I didn't see balls.
For 13 rounds of that fight, they did.
I did not see. When Russell Wilson was throwing, I didn't see six almost interceptions where they're flying around and that. I'm just saying, look, the defense is fine. The defense is a strength of the team, but they're not perfect either. Turn somebody over.
Well, this has a recipe for them to almost have to be perfect, man, and that's not reality.
Well, look, the defense isn't going to be this good all season long, probably. So they needed the defense to pick them up. Maybe the offense will pick up down the road. All right, this is...
Good luck with that.
Let him off the hook. This is on George Kittle. Kyle Shanahan on George Kittle.
You can't underestimate how much when guys miss time, how hard it is to go out and play a game like that. So, yeah, George, he did some good things, but he's not there yet because hasn't been playing much. It was nice to get him back in practice more last week. It was nice to get him through the game healthy. And if we can keep that trend, I know he'll keep getting back to himself.
Yeah, my dad said excuses, son, are like, you know what? Everybody has one. Dude, what? It's like the same book and movie we're watching. And now let's add Trent Williams to the, this is MASH, the new version of the TV show MASH. I know injuries, people, happen in the NFL.
Right.
But meet me halfway now on your birthday and tell me, you know, something's odd with this team. It seems to be more injured
with great players
than any other team. It's out of control. I don't know who to blame. But don't tell me nothing's going on.
Here's what I know. You and a lot of Kyle Shanahan apologists will certainly use the injury excuse. No doubt about it. That I do know.
We like how he's been looking. You know, we're going to always try to put the best people out there that we think gives us the best chance to win. And just from the last few weeks and watching him practice and everything, we felt that was Demo. And I was real happy with how he played, too. You know, I thought he was one of the better guys out there last night.
Dominic Lenore. They call him Demo.
Hey, he was balling. Hey, 650 Comcast Business Text Line. I can't wait to hear this answer. Steiny, we're going to just act like Denver didn't fumble three times and got it back?
Yeah, we are. Were those fumbles forced?
I love that ammo, but no, you know, you're getting hit hard. The Niners were fumbling. The Niners be hitting. That's a shirt.
But this is unbelievable. You know what? This is why fans are fans. We're just going to act like Denver didn't fumble three times and get every one of them back. They got every one of them back! The 49ers defense, in their two losses, have forced one turnover. Their offense has been terrible.
Now that's a fact.
If their defense were worse, they'd be 0-3, maybe. Yeah, I get it. But if their defense would truly be great, they'd be 2-1 at least right now.
I can't believe they're 1-2.
I can. They have a problem at quarterback
and staying healthy. Now the quarterback ain't going to be. But let me do my math.
Did you watch the Chargers changeover? Game?
Yeah. Lost some money on it.
So you're going to bet Trent Williams. Oh, yeah. You know, they lost Nick Bosa.
His brother.
Other Bosa, Joey.
Yeah.
Every team's got injuries.
So they didn't just not show up. They didn't just take all the players off the field. They went back out there.
I just am going to go find the injury thing and make
it
clear.
I'm wondering if he's part of the problem.
Who?
Kyle. He got, see, I got you. He got hurt on the screen play, which resulted in a safety. Trent.
Okay.
When you should have been running the ball, smart ass. I'm talking to Kyle. But you don't give
you want
no.
It both ways.
Stop
wanting it both ways.
The football gods are making you pay for dumb calls. Oh, okay. You want to run a screen? Now your tackle's got 4 to 8 weeks.
So
I ain't
you
laughing.
And me,
it hurts.
So you and me are paid to be on the radio. 15 hours a week. We're supposed to watch sports, analyze sports, give opinions that are based on fact.
Yeah.
And all you have is the football gods.
On that specific play. There's a thing called being too stupid for school. A lot of people thinking our relationship ain't what they thought it was because I didn't know it was your birthday.
It's not.
But when's mine?
That's insulting. You just insulted the hell out of me.
It's one of those things where, I know you don't know. You know a lot of stuff, but boy, if I'm there,
of course I know when it is. I cannot believe you just asked me that.
John Curley, our former producer, would know. Did he text you?
Let me tell you something. All I know is on your birthday, your boy will know. And you know why? Because I know right now.
He probably whispered in your ear.
Who?
The boss.
What the hell does he know?
That's my dog.
He's a boss. What does he know?
Hey, getting his hands dirty. No. You got to love that.
See, that bothers me. I was the guy who said that.
But I appreciate that's what I'm made of. Like, I like me. The wife would love Matt. Yeah, the boss.
My point is I brought that up 2 weeks ago to you.
And it stayed
with
me.
I walked in, and I said, Goo, you know what? I mean, 99% of what our boss does
there,
is a bunch of crap.
Dirty. Yeah,
but I'll tell you what,
I don't want to win.
My point is, I said I respect him for being back there on a short day, and he's screening calls. And you're like, yeah, that is pretty cool. And now, you take it as your own.
Dude, somebody texted in the real birthday. That's special.
I'm not going to lie.
On the Comcast business text line.
No.
Sam's I'm getting that down.
Yeah. What's up, Sam?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
We're having fun, man.
Real quick on that whole birthday thing. When somebody says it's your, you don't remember my birthday, be like, I got you the same thing. I got you something you got for me last year. Same thing. Nothing. All right. Real quick. Want to just shout out to my defense, man. I love that defense.
Yeah.
Ufanga, Ward. These guys are some hitters. We're making turnovers. I mean, we're not making turnovers, but we're getting that ball loose. We're tipping it. It's rolling. It's just bouncing the other way, man. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
All right.
As far as Shanahan goes and Jimmy, same story as last year, man. We've seen this book. We've seen this story.
Mm.
Jimmy can't get it done. He's going to give you a turnover for sure per game, a boneheaded turnover. And Shanahan, man, I get it. You want to run with Debo. But, man, it's got to stop at some point. He went for it 3rd-and-3, ran it with Debo, midfield, nothing. You got him rolled up on his ankle, and then you want to run him the next play? Oh, that's real smart. Did we not learn from Trey? Come on, man. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you, Sam and Hercules.
Yeah, but, man, that ankle, Debo got lucky. You know what he's talking about? Man, that could have...
Hey, Rihanna's going to be doing the Super Bowl now?
Out of nowhere, after she bashed doing it, I'm in.
What happened? Why did she bash it?
I don't know her like that, Riri, but...
I like Rihanna.
Yeah.
I like
She's got a kid. Maybe she needs some chicken.
She just has one kid?
Yeah, her and ASAP Rocky is the baby daddy.
No,
he's a rapper.
No, she had another boyfriend before that, I thought.
Yeah, but they didn't...
What was his name?
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
He put hands on her. We're not with that.
See, I like Rihanna more than Beyonce.
Yeah, I ain't mad at either one.
Well, that's just me.
Halle Berry for me. God, just
easy. I'm talking about as a performer and an entertainer.
No, yeah. I was just thinking some of her roles. Oh, man.
We'll take it there.
Yeah.
We'll take it there. 49ers have two mediocre quarterbacks, and one's a veteran.
Well, we don't know
that's
what
on my
Brock
note
is.
Sheet.
You got me thinking about Brock. And who did they say?
Stop it.
The
Stop.
Twitch said, go look at JT O'Sullivan's breakdown on YouTube on Brock Purdy in college. The dude can play. I'll just leave that there. I'm not.
Rick's in Stockton. What's going on, Rick? How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Y'all gotta lay off that defense. Hey, happy birthday, though. Yeah.
Thank you.
As Caller said,
thank you.
They not bouncing our way in turnovers. All but right. If you check,
all right.
Them three and out.
That's true.
They
only had 9 of them last night. Now, you're right, Rick. Go ahead, man.
Check them 3 and outs and check those first downs. And I guarantee, as you check 3 and outs for the last 2 years,
man,
Jimmy G got the most. We got the most 3 and outs. I guarantee that nobody beating us with 3 and outs. But, yeah, man. I like when Jimmy G out there because it seems like Cal is kind of like attacking with the offense, but I don't know. Like it seemed like we was restricted, even though we all say Jimmy's offense is restricted, but it still seems like he's trying something. Like why he didn't do that with Trey, man? I don't know, man. I'm a Brock Purdy fan too, but I ain't gonna say bring him in yet.
Not yet.
Oh my goodness,
not yet. And we're not. Hey, thanks. No, thanks, Rick. And we're not going to do a show yet of when do you bring Purdy in.
Or will the great NFL network analyst, one of my favorite quarterbacks,
who?
Kurt Warner, remember he hyped up Nick Mullins and had me thinking Nick might be able to get the job done. Until that happens, I'm going to lay off. But I'll tell you what, partner, a couple more of these for Jimmy, that Brock Purdy could be Pee Wee Herman. The noise is going to get louder.
Going to take well the noise is the noise. Like I think it's pretty loud now.
For more for Kyle or Jimmy?
Jimmy.
See, I think it's for Kyle.
No.
Jimmy.
But like Jimmy. The noise for Garoppolo is more important than the noise for Shanahan.
But the noise for Garoppolo should be muted because the coach said bye. The fan base thought he was gone. And essentially he was. So don't double back now and act like the relation. This Jimmy, I was talking to the boss during break. He was like,
who's doubling back?
The fans.
What do you mean?
Like he was up out of here. He's saving your ass right now. So before you overly criticize Jimmy, which we all understand when you talk about, oh, we've seen this movie, heard this album, you better be glad you still got him.
That's all.
So you can't throw tomatoes at him like you used to in the past. He's saving your ass right now. What if Brock Purdy was in Denver and it didn't go well? Then what are you talking about? Where are you drafting? Are you going to draft another quarterback? Did I hear Damon Friday or Damon and Ratto say, who did he ask? Might have been Peter King. What did the Niners do for Jimmy? Get a re-sign Jimmy or draft another QB? Like, we're not too many corners away from that. And we're talking about Jimmy. Who was it? Baldy. He was talking to Baldy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I lost you somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got crashed in a moped. So
TC's in Sacramento.
Yeah.
What's up, TC?
Guru Steiny, what's up with my brother?
Hey.
All right, look, man, just a few points. Like, first and foremost, Kyle Shanahan lost the brains when Mike McDaniel and the LaFleur brothers left. He ran out of plays. You know, he doesn't know how to design anything. He lost the brains when McDaniel left. Jimmy's Jimmy, bro. We already know who Jimmy is. You get what I'm saying? So we about keep going back and forth on Jimmy Garoppolo this, Jimmy. We know who Jimmy is, bro. That's why we were moving on from him. And we cannot stop overlooking Kyle Shanahan. A lot of this blame goes to Kyle Shanahan. Defense, Jimmy, but a lot of it has to do with Kyle Shanahan, bro. We cannot overlook that guy. We sometimes want to put it on him. Sometimes we don't. It's on Kyle Shanahan. Kyle, he's the main issue, brother.
Appreciate the call.
And you know what my last thought is?
Is he the main problem?
If he's the genius that you said I've been calling him and others serenading him.
Mostly you.
Go make it happen then. Go make a stew out of... Where's the fireworks?
What do you mean?
He's being too... Like, he ain't even letting them hang. Go take chances. If you're this guy that I think he is, Snotty, why are we not seeing fireworks? Why do we have problems?
Because he's conservative.
On 4th-and-1 and need X-lax. This Niner offense, because it's backed up.
It's year 6. I think by now we'd all know he's conservative.
See?
And he's scared, dog.
And you can't be great with those traits.
Shanahan's scared,
dog. You can't
be
great. Scare money don't win.
He's too conservative. He coaches scared. Think
Might
about that one
something.
Tonight.
Yeah. I got my daughter's volleyball game.
What time?
6:45.
You going to buy me a birthday drink? How much time we got here?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Got about 20 seconds.
Tell them what they have.
The playmaker, Michael Irvin, coming on at 5 o'clock with Damon Arado.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Shanahan couldn't get Michael Irvin open, for God's sakes.
Why did producer
E
tell me to turn your mic on? But he kind of yelled it. He ain't never took that tone.
Who?
Producer E. I thought we were done.
Gotta go.
We are now.
Oh, my God.